Well, Lent is traditionally a time of fasting and prayer, a time of laying down ourselves and what we want, and seeking to centre ourselves on God again and his vision for our lives. And I think these verses from Isaiah 58 that Kathy read are very powerful. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? At St. James, we have a vision to be living God's love in our community, in our worship and in our prayer. And I think that this time of Lent is a really good time for us to be praying about how we as a church can do that practically as we seek to step more in line with the vision that God has given us. Are there ways that we as a church and as individuals can be helping those who are tied up with burdens, who are perhaps struggling more than us? As a church, we might still be small in number, but we are growing, and I've sensed a real growth in our prayer life and in our faith in the last year. Throughout all the difficulties that our world has faced, we've had to cry out to God, because it has been and continues to be too big for us to face on our own. As we seek God, we can be sure, as it says in verse 11, that the Lord will guide us always. God loves it best of all when we take time to be still and to listen to him. And he goes on to promise that as we humble ourselves and seek him out, then as he's just read, he will satisfy our needs in a sun-scorched land. He'll strengthen our frame. We'll be like a well-watered garden, like a stream whose waters never fail. It says, your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You'll be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. I know that all of us long for our church to be full on Sundays, and we naturally think back to how things were years ago. But we also know that God sees our world as it is today, and that he knows better than us what are the right next steps that we need to take. And what are the broken walls in our community that we need to be involved in restoring? So perhaps we need to lay down our desire to go back to something and instead commit ourselves to walking forward into something new, whatever that might look like. So in these 6 weeks of Lent, let's make time to listen to God regularly, to write down anything that you feel he is saying to you, however small, whether it be for yourself personally or for us as a church. And if you sense he's saying something for us as a church, then please do email it to me. If we're obedient in the small things, then I believe that God will entrust us with bigger things. In our gospel reading, Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. On Sunday, Hannah gave us a challenge to deny ourselves one lunch a week and to spend the time that we would usually have taken to eat it in prayer. Now, obviously, there are some people who have medical conditions such as diabetes, which means they need to eat regularly. But if that's you, then I would encourage you instead to give up one sort of treat food that you would usually have instead of giving up the meal. I think this is a really exciting time for us at St. James. It feels that God is taking us on a journey, and it has many new things to see on the horizon. But as with all journeys, we only see it in stages. When I was a child, we always used to go to the Isle of Wight on holiday, and on the drive down to the ferry at Portsmouth, there was this point in which we would come up a hill, and as we went over the brow of the hill, we would see the sea and get a glimpse of our holiday that stretched out in front of us. My prayer over this Lent is that as we take time to pray and to listen to God, that he will give us a glimpse of the view, the next step of the journey that he's taking us on, both as individuals and as a church.